Power 94, that'd be JTT. It's the homie Big Two, and you have entered the chat. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with an end of the chat exclusive interview.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Nick with the stats. You've entered the chat with me and Saudi Daisy's head basketball coach, Mr. Brian Crowder. Coach, moving from Ray County down to Saudi Daisy, what would you say was the biggest challenge in that transition?
Well, first of all, I didn't take the job the 1st of August. So spending all summer in the last 4 years up at Ray, we had no summer, but they had a summer. And coming in, we, some of them's in football, and we couldn't really get the team. They had some open gyms, but we couldn't even start practicing the 1st of November. So we started basically about 2 months behind.
And that's super tough to do. I mean, once you get into it and you look at the record now, it's great that you've been doing so well that you have been when you have a lot less preparation than maybe some other teams do. So that speaks volumes as to what your team's done with that transition throughout the year and how well they're doing. And at the time of this interview, you are 2 wins away from 700. How does it feel to be so close to such a big milestone?
Well, it's not as important to a lot of people as it is maybe some of my family members, my daughter, my wife. It just shows I've been in it a long time. And, and that's a lot of wins. And you win 2 out of every 3, basically what it is. It looks like 347 now. So it's a nice goal, something I really thought, well, maybe I can get the 23 wins this year. And if I decide to retire after this year, it'll be a way to go out. And it's, just shows a lot of hours coaching, practicing, and being with kids. But the main thing is just to help these kids become men and help them go on to college and whatnot. I get more satisfaction in that than just only wins. Everybody loves to win. Nobody likes to lose.
Right. Nobody likes to lose. And like you said, you always like the memories of having those kids that you could see go on to the next level and play. And what's been one of those memories that you've had having kids go on to the next level and a success story?
Well, Jackie Jones, that played for me, he ended up playing at Oklahoma, and he was a newcomer of the year that year. And he played in the CBA, and I played 17 years in Korea. Brock Kennedy played for me in Arizona. The next year, I watched him score, I think it was 27 against Michigan on ESPN. I had Mike Budenholzer on my summer team, and his dad was my coach, assistant coach, and he taught me a lot about defense. And we decided to send him on the Popovich over at Pomona. And I never got to actually coach him in a game. But there's memories like that. And I received an award about a month ago on Martin Luther King Day in Johnson City through the Park and Recs at Carver Recreation, where I grew up. And the first kid I ever got paid to coach was the one that introduced me. And that was just fantastic to that. But I still talk to every team I've coached. There's still players since my first team and today that I've talked to in the last 2 or 3 weeks. I at least have one or two on every team.
That's awesome. And you love that the connection's still, strong so many years down the road too, because, just building that relationship with your athletes just describes or shows really how close that knit group was with the head coach and then the players as well. What's that health of the team like right now? I know you've got several injuries and illnesses that you're dealing with guys. So when can we expect them back?
Our leader, he tried to come back and then got re-injured there, and that Aiden Hill, he's he was averaging 20 points and leading us in time rebounds and shooting 80% the free throw line and 59 from the field and whatnot. And, he's had that MCL injury, and hopefully he can come back tonight on senior night and then start with the district tournament next Wednesday. And hopefully he get back on track. Colton Moore, he had the flu or sick this week, and we hadn't had him. And then the backup point guard, Carson McCharge, he got hurt the same night against Redback back in January. And he even had a dislocated shoulder. He still ain't back. Hopefully he might get released next Tuesday. Of course, he's going to be rusty, but just to have another body to put in to help, And then we had Barry, who's leading the state 3A's in steals. He broke that record with 10 steals one night. He's battling an ankle injury, and then Braden Maynard, he signed today with Tennessee West to play baseball. His knee and back, they think he had a cracked tailbone. I mean, we've been kind of banged up, and I guess, he's rolling on 8 cylinders, and right now we've been on about 6. So we're chugging into the end, but starting Monday, everybody's going to be 0-0.
Right. Everyone's going to be 0-0 going into the postseason, because obviously once you you hit the postseason, that's when it really matters. And what has been your best memory throughout this entire journey of coaching?
Probably be maybe 1986. I beat Paul Westfall in the semifinals of the national, we'll call it national championship. You know, Paul's a Hall of Famer in the NBA, winning the state championship out in Arizona in 97. Or the junior college state championship and region state, and we're going to the nationals. There's so many.
All the prestigious accolades that you have is just so hard to keep track of because there's so many. There's a long list, and just appreciate you taking the time and answering some of these questions today.
Well, I appreciate all you do, and you know, it's great. We're here for the kids, you know it, and you know, like I said, I'm excited to see what we're going to do, you know, the rest of the way, and you know, we've got some more basketball to play, and if we can win next Wednesday, that gives us at least three more games to add on to the season. You get to play two more games in district and one in region.
Definitely. It's not over yet. So we wish you the best of luck and can't wait to see what you do in these next couple games here.
I appreciate it.
This is Nick with the Stats, and you've entered the chat on Power 94.